The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, groups have been set up on social media to swap supermarket money off vouchers. These are the things like Dunn's 10 off 50 or 5 off 25, all those kinds of things. They're gaining popularity. But what is it about a good discount voucher that we love so much? Joining me now to discuss this is Professor Brendan Kelly, who's Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. Good evening to you, Brendan. It is true, people do seem to love these money off vouchers you get in the supermarkets, etc. Do we see it kind of as free money?
We do. We see it as getting a bargain. We see it as something we would not otherwise have gotten. So there is an anchoring effect where you see the bill, you know, when you've totted up all the groceries at the till, and then maybe 10 euros comes off. Now, the impact of that, the dopamine surge, is far greater than if they simply took that price off each item and it cumulatively came to that. So it feels like you've gotten something.
So if I spend 100 quid, say, in Tesco, and then I use my club card and it comes out at 88 quid, I go, I got 12 quid off. But if I just went around a cheaper shop that was a different version of Tesco and my basket cost me 88 quid without the club card, I'm getting no buzz there. So they're overcharging us to give us money back. Is that how this works?
It's addictive. It's gamifying shopping. And you feel clever because you've knocked money off the price, even though they have let you do it.
Well, I tell you what, I may or may not feel clever, but I certainly feel stupid when I go to Tesco without my club card, because then I've realised I've overpaid completely.
Okay, so look, we don't necessarily avoid feeling stupid either. We like to be hooked into something. We like a system that we can operate. It gives us the illusion of power. It gives us the illusion of control. So each time you do remember your club card, you're going to feel really good, especially if you forget it some days. And then maybe you have to keep the receipt and claim something back or something complex. But we like when it's a little complicated. We like when there's something to do. We like the feeling of agency, be it in shopping or be it in other things, even if that is something that is given to us, not earned.
I have to say, now I feel hugely like I'm being played. Is that the case?
You are being played and you are loving it, because we like
played
being
like
played.
A fiddle.
But you know, we let ourselves be played. We let ourselves be manipulated, and we know it's an illusion of control. And they're very clever the way that they do this, because they tap into the what's called variable interval positive reinforcement. In other words, something good happens at a variable interval you can't quite predict, and you have some control over it. You can sign up for the voucher scheme, and then you can bring the vouchers, and you feel super smart when you do. You feel so good that you're willing to tolerate the days when you forget to bring the voucher or the card or what have you.
Big time. I'm also reminded of things that I do as well, and this is not all about Tesco. Most have loyalty cards, bonus points, or they're in all of them. I was just using Tesco; it's the nearest supermarket to me. But there are times when you go to the supermarket, and they also do things like double points back on this thing, like say clothes or something. And then you go in and you start buying like a jumper you don't even like because you're getting.
Yeah.
So that's part of it too. This kind of call to action that we end up just obeying. I actually am starting to feel like an absolute gonk.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, you probably are an absolute gonk in this, and I don't know about other ways.
Many other ways.
But like, when you see, for example, the 3 for the price of 2 offers, you went in looking for maybe one, and you end up coming out.
Or none, potentially.
You end up coming out with 6 or 9 or something ridiculous like this, because we are so drawn into this idea that we have won, that we have gamed the system, whereas in fact the system is gaming us.
I feel it now. I feel it like when you don't know what's for sale, it's usually you kind of thing. But tell me this, is there any way around this for us to, like, does the house always win, basically? Or is there any way around this for us?
The house always wins. And you know, but we like it that way. It's not like we're losing out, especially. We're gaining a lot psychologically from this. We're getting a feeling.
So they're really doing us a favour.
They're doing you a favour because they're giving you a feeling of victory and control, which might be sadly lacking in other parts
of your life. I'm on the psychiatrist's couch right now, that's to be honest. But yes, it is lacking in other areas of my life.
You are drawn to these small areas of control, these small apparent victories, because they give you that little dopamine.
But
answered.
That you don't have anywhere else.
That you're not getting enough of anywhere else. We can't get enough of it. We like the small...
I feel seen, as the young people say.
But do you feel heard, held and loved?
No.
That's my question for you.
Not by the supermarkets, for sure I don't.
I'm talking about this conversation, Kira.
All right.
Because
this conversation is the first time I felt... what was it? Loved and held for ages. So there's no way of us gaming the system. They're gaming us. So, but we have to partake. We have to buy our food somewhere.
We have to buy our food. No, and they're not gaming us. They, you know, this is good for us. This is drawing us in. We're buying food. And the news story today is about people sharing vouchers.
I like this going on because this is the news story. This is people who are coming together on these WhatsApp groups or Facebook pages or whatever they are. And I say, oh, I have vouchers that I'm not going to use. They're going to run out today. Does anyone want them? And then I pass them on. Are we really the gamers there?
We are. No, we are connecting with other people. This is yet another gift the supermarket is giving us.
Do you work
a way of connecting.
Any conflict of interest now that you need to tell us about?
It gives that we feel useful towards other people. That is one of the most glorious things you
this
can let someone
us
else do.
A sense of community.
A sense of connection and a sense of being valued, which again, Kira,
and plus
might
I'm getting
be
money off Haagen-Dazs. This is all good.
This is, and you could meet people in these groups, make new friends, build new relationships, and strengthen communities and strengthen this entire country by reach. This is called social capital, the informal ties that keep us together. And we'll make this nation great again.
This has become far more philosophical. Shane Coleman, did you know that your little off thing or your super value thing was giving you community, a potentially new friends, a feeling of a small win in your otherwise meaningless life?
The small win I definitely get because there's times when I'm in Dunn's and I would text my wife going, I'm going into Dunn's to buy the dinner. Do you have those vouchers? And she would say, yeah. And she'd send it to me. Now, the problem is they're like you have to get the €30 to get the €5 off or 10. So a lot of times you're going around adding stuff in to get to the €30. So I am conscious of that. But you know, the two for like, they're, I think you can game the system back.
Okay.
Like if you're going to buy a thing of ham for €4.50 and it says, you know, buy two for €8. I'm going to eat that ham. So am I not saving money? At some point, I'm going to use that ham.
Okay, Shane, I would never speak against eating the ham. I'm a big, you know, there are many relationships based entirely on the provision of ham to each other.
Yeah.
But the notion that you're gaming the system is exactly what they want you to think. And my strong advice is to go ahead and just think that, continue believing that. That is the path to happiness. Everyone
continue fooling myself.
I do feel, though, I'm consuming too much ham in this scenario.
That whole concept of too much ham isn't working for me at any level.
Fair.
Look, everyone loves Big Brother in the end. That is where happiness lies. And if I were you, I would buy the two hams. And even in the anecdote you told, you're tapping into really primal things like food. You mentioned your wife, so relationships, and also winning, beating the system. So these are powerful themes at play in an apparently...
But the house always wins, basically.
The house always wins.
I feel the supermarket has another version of Brendan working for them that has worked all this out. Do you know what I mean? I feel that they have other...
Well, they're not stupid people.
Eminent psychiatrists saying, just give them all a little win and they'll buy the two packets of ham.
Is it a little like the bookies? You know, when the odd time the bookie loves when a 100-to-1 chance wins and they lose what seems like a huge amount of money. Because it kind of shows people, you can win at times.
Absolutely. The important thing is the variable interval between the positive reinforcement. So, you know, sometimes you're going to win. Sometimes there'll be double points for the ham that you love so much. Sometimes there won't. It's that uncertainty.
Tesco's finest oak smoked ham, baked ham is very, very good.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's really good.
You see, okay, I think my work here is done. You've started advertising ham.
We
have fallen into their trap.
Oh, so many times, over and over. But you're right about the community groups. That is a bit of a win because I'm sure up until now, a lot of those vouchers did go out of date and unused. Because you know, sometimes they have their like the Dunn's ones, they're time limited. It's like up until Thursday or whatever you can use this. And then you didn't use it, so they went to waste. But now clever people are coming together.
Okay.
And fighting back.
I like this. You're reframing this as we the people.
We the people.
Power back from the large.
Every little bit helps.
It's a form of communism.
And that's exactly what they want you to think.
On that note, Brendan.
Power to the people.
I've enjoyed this far too much. Do you know that? I actually really have. I don't even mind that my supermarket overlords are pulling the wool over all our eyes. But thank you for joining us. That is Professor Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.